Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Laura. How are you guys doing today? We'll wait just a couple minutes. Feel free to unmute yourselves if you want to talk and say hi, but if you don't want to, that's okay too. We'll wait just a couple minutes to see some other people jump on here. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Robert.
Good to see you. Always good to see you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for these calls. They're really a blessing to me. I appreciate you. Thank you.
We love hearing that. And thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. But as you know, it's just one small thing we can do to thank you all for being partners. We're so grateful for you. And please never hesitate to let us know other things that you're thinking of that might be a blessing that we could do to be a to say thank you to our partners. We might not be able to do all of them, but we love ideas.
Thank you.
How are you, Angela?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. A bit tired.
Are you? Tired. Well, yeah, but what is it? Is it here. Let me think. Is it like 2 p.m, 3 p.m
no,
there?
No, it's 5.
It's 5. Oh.
5 in the evening, but I've been working and yeah, I've been quite busy. Oh, yeah. But it's good to be here. You haven't been to one of these for a long time.
Really? It doesn't seem that long, but maybe it's just, you know, I don't know. It's whenever we see the familiar faces, it's just good to reconnect. It doesn't feel like it's been that long since I've seen you, but I'm grateful you're here this time. We sent out an email, which usually means we will get a decent sized response. A couple people that are on almost every month are faithful like Laura. Some people did reach out to me and let me know that they were traveling or wouldn't be there. Okay, here comes, oh, Patricia, good. Another regular. Welcome, Patricia. I know it's a couple minutes. Hi, guys, good to see you. I know it's a couple minutes after 9, but we're going to wait just a few more minutes. We did get an email out this week. Shelley, as usual, is on top of things. She's such a blessing. Sent out the email, but I'm going to wait just a little bit. I was just telling Angela and Laura that a couple people who are monthly regulars like you guys did contact me and said that one was traveling and another one had a conflict and wouldn't be on with us. So we might not have the usual crowd, but I want to make sure we give a chance. We'll wait just a couple minutes. But while we wait, how are you guys doing over there, Patricia?
We've had a very, very hot spell of weather. And we're coming to a stage where we're very short of water. We've even had fires like you. One village lost 20 houses.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've never
had. Remind me which I guess you'd call it village or township are you in?
We're in a village called Biggin Hill.
Biggin Hill.
Okay. It's what they call Greater London.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the outskirts of London. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the place I'd go to all the time where my friend Stuart's church is. It's Greater London. I do East London a lot with Rakesh and Preethi's church. And then it's like Enfield Downs or Enfield,
yeah, Enfield.
Something. Mm-hmm. Enfield. Wonderful, yeah. Church. Great guy out there. And same thing. It took me about 45 minutes to an hour between tubes and trains that get out there from where, mm-hmm, I usually stay in London. But it's still the Greater London area. I don't think if you guys is dealing with drought and having fires. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I think it could be associated with at the beginning of August when we started the Commonwealth Games. They built a huge great big bull and had people worshipping it, and they've refused to take it down now.
I have heard of, I did hear about that. It's very interesting that there'd be that kind of natural response to that. Wow.
I think it started way back in the Olympics in 2012, yes, when we opened the Olympics. It was so humanistic and I turned it off. We were living in Israel at the time and no Israeli would watch it and we turned it off. It was... So we need to.
I did the same thing. I didn't watch the opening ceremonies back then, but I actually had people, not like of faith people, but just people in my life who told me that the opening ceremonies were amazing. I had to watch it. So I watched, I can't remember if it was on YouTube or where I watched it. I did the same thing. I don't think I made it. I don't think I made it 10 minutes in. It just felt like so much witchcraft and interesting.
So we need a lot of prayer.
Yes. Amen. We're praying for all the nations. This is the time to take our nations back in the spirit. You know, you guys are champions. The enemy's obviously doing quite a bit right now. But I want to remind you, especially since we're talking about, the Olympics and this opening ceremonies, a word God gave me back in 2020. And by the way, hi, Marlene, thanks so much for joining us. We may get a few more people jumping in, but like I said, several of our regulars let me know they wouldn't be able to make it today. So I'm going to go ahead and start, and then I'll try to, as usual, keep my eye occasionally going to the upper right to see if anybody else is there, and we'll let them in along the way. But, what we were just talking about is really important because there was a word God gave me in late 2020. Many of the prophets had a word about 2020 being the year of clarity of vision and seeing clearly, which is true. I had a different word for 2020 that God gave me to carry and to proclaim. But then it was about, I don't remember, it was roughly halfway through to about this time. I can't remember if it was June, July, or August, but somewhere in that frame of time in 2020, God spoke to me clearly and said, this is my year of seeing clearly. But what my people weren't expecting was what I would let them clearly see is what the enemy is up to. And for me, that's what 2020 really started, is God was opening our eyes and giving us the ability to clearly see with 2020 spiritual vision, 2020 discernment, what the enemy was up to. And for me, that's been an encouragement in the sense of we see the enemy running rampant right now. We see him lying, him manipulating, him using governments, him using media, him using education systems, and him using, movies. On every front, he's moving. But when we realize the reason we're seeing this is not because he's winning, not because he's outmaneuvering God, but it's because the Lord is allowing us to see things clearly. Because as he said to me, if a sniper doesn't see the enemy clearly, the sniper can't take the enemy out. So God has really, since 2020, opened our eyes, opened our awareness, opened our discernment. And you can even chuckle because you don't have to be that discerning. It's on the news every night. I think I've told you guys the story. There was a time when Uri actually had me turn off my news feeds and my news apps because I was getting frustrated. And one day she came upstairs and she said, honey, what is going on with you? And I told her, and I can't even remember what it was. It was about some new headline about one of my least favorite US politicians standing for more wickedness and unrighteousness. And I got really irritated. And my brilliant wife said, honey, just turn off the news apps and get back into that place of prayer, and you stay in your lane. You know what you're good at. Just deal with it in the spirit. Don't let it get to you. And I thought, that's exactly right. But this is part of what I want to talk about with our topic this month, the shield of faith, is I had to remember all of a sudden I was like, I'm getting more scrolls across my phone, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 an hour of the latest thing the enemy's up to with those little news scrolls, then even if I'd spent time in prayer and in the word that morning, and even if, I did it for a half hour, an hour, and obviously that's a great foundation to build your day on, and it strengthens you. But if I'm getting more regular feeds about what the enemy is up to than I am in the word of God, I all of a sudden had to realize, look, all I need to do is to be aware of what's going on enough to be dealing with it in the spirit. So we used to joke, and I'd say to Uri, like every 2 or 3 days, okay, honey, give me my briefing. And she'd boil down what's been going on. So then in my prayer time, I could be praying, I could be dealing with it in the spirit, I could making my decrees, making my declarations. God would highlight scriptures and promises in the word every day, and I'd pray those out and declare them. But with our topic of the shield of faith right now, or this month, I should say, What I really want to highlight is truly our only defense, our only safe place in the midst of all that's going on is faith. It is our shield. It is our bulwark. It is our fortress. God is our high tower, but being in faith is being in him, right? So we have faith in him. We have faith in his power. We have faith in his victory. We have faith that the enemy may be on the move, but he's not outmaneuvering God. And again, I go back to that word from 2020 and remind myself when I see all the stuff the enemy's up to, I say, okay, I'm not seeing all this because he's running rampant and winning. I'm seeing all this because God is allowing us to see it because this is the hour for us to deal with it. And the number one way we deal with it is we stay in faith or we come back into faith. Faith is our shield. Faith is our bulwark. It's our safe spot. It's our foundation. And then from that place, we can exact vengeance against the enemy according to the victory in Christ Jesus. So if we're not doing that, then all of a sudden we're feeling pummeled. All of a sudden we're feeling discouraged and despairing. If you haven't had a chance, I want to encourage you to go to my YouTube channel. And especially if you felt weary or you felt discouraged, and watch last week's Heroes Arise show that was in its title is For Any Who Are Weary, because between a lot of different things, I came to be very aware, myself included, how weary so many in the body of Christ were. And then God led me through a series of basically downloads and keys and strategies that really brought me out of a season of weariness bordering on burnout after the intense battles of last year, specifically in the battle for my wife's life. And praise God, she's cancer-free. She's a walking miracle. And thank you all for your prayers. We don't take that lightly. We're incredibly grateful to our PKM family. Thank you. But between the last several years of standing in faith in the Spirit, standing for my nation, standing for the nations that God has put on my heart, especially in Southeast Asia, Europe, and the United Kingdom, you know, you're constantly dealing with things in the Spirit. And while I know we have the victory, and I actually love being a warrior in the Spirit because we war from victory and you always see the victory eventually, I was pretty worn out. And there was a couple of things God highlighted to me that truly helped me not shake off the weariness, but be rebuilt back up from the weariness. Even to the point where God reminded me that it's important that as warriors, we rest in the natural. Warriors get R&R. They get rest and recreation times. So anyways, if you can relate to that, I highly encourage you, go to my YouTube channel. There's all sorts of great stuff for you there. Obviously, Patricia's YouTube channel is filled with great stuff as well. Connect with us on our social media feed so we can constantly be pouring into you in addition to these monthly connect times. But on the topic of Shield of Faith, the little notes I made before we started today is what we already talked about, that faith is our safe place. Faith is our protection. Faith is not mustering up. Faith is not something you have to measure up to and you have to muster up. When we are in faith, we are in Christ. We are in the victory that he's given us. I love Andrew Womack's teaching. I partner with his ministry, Yuri and I do. And I love hearing him teach on the faith of God. And there's actually a promise in scripture that we not only receive faith from God, we receive the faith of God. And that's a pretty amazing thing to think about. And that's really our shield of faith, is not only faith in our God, faith in his truth, but the faith of our God, knowing he's victorious, knowing he's almighty, knowing he has won every battle. So we'll see that victory. But to be in faith, to be holding up that shield of faith, one of the keys we have to do is, according to Romans 10, 17, where does faith come from? Whether it's the spirit of faith, whether it's the faith of God, whether it's faith in God, where do we receive that? Well, obviously through the covenant of the New Testament, but even in that, how do we activate that? How do we go deeper in that? It's Romans 10, 17. The Apostle Paul teaches clearly to the church at Rome and to all of us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the word of God obviously means the logos, but the word of God is also the rhema word of God, which is the Holy Spirit quickened logos. So how do we do this? Well, one of the things, if you listen to the podcast or watch the broadcast of the show I did last week on For Any Who Are Weary, One of the things God showed me was last year, especially because my schedule was so incredibly hectic, because at any given moment, I might have to run upstairs to help Yuri with something, or we might have to, you know, I might have to carry her to my Jeep and get her to the emergency room, because it was a crazy, chaotic year last year. And I like some structure. I don't mind if my structure changes. I don't mind that, but I like structure and routine for a while. And then it can change as long as I kind of have a new, because I like rhythm. It's not so much the structure. It's not so much the routine. I like to find a rhythm. I like to find a rhythm in my days. I like to find a rhythm in a season. And it just works better for me. And last year, the only rhythm I had was, you know, constantly turning to and crying out to God. So even if I got up early, even if I decided as little sleep as I would get last year, I'm going to set my alarm for 5 a.m. so I have that devotional time with God. Even with that, oftentimes Yuri would need something. So what God helped me see was, while the blessing of last year was I learned to connect with God deeply on the go, anywhere at any time, and I'd have these plug-in moments with God for a few seconds to a minute or two. But what I had lost was my extended devotional times, where I was simply reading the word, you know, several chapters, and allowing the word to soak into me and allowing God to highlight things from those passages of scripture, those chapters of the Bible, and agree with them and pray into them and declare them. Why is that so important? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you're in the Bible, and you know, we know it's active, alive, when you're in the Bible gets in you. When you're in the word gets in you. And one of the reasons it's so important is we know who the word is. Jesus is the word made flesh. So the more time we spend in the word is actually time we're spending in Jesus. And that's one of the reasons that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I mean, think about it. If like Jesus manifested and walked next to you for an entire day, speaking into your life, speaking into situations, how amazing would that be? Well, we actually have that because Holy Spirit walks with us, and we have the word of God that Jesus is, but we have the word of God that we can spend time in. When we spend time in the word, we're spending time with him. And the word gets in us. And according to Hebrews 4, the word separates soul from spirit. And this is so important in seasons like this, because we are being blessed by God to be aware of what the enemy's up to, so that we know what to deal with in the spirit from the victory we have in Christ. But if we're not getting in the word, then all of a sudden, we're going to start rationalizing and justifying wrong responses. Because I don't know about you, but even almost 20 years, this November, it'll be 20 years of being a Christian. My flesh still amazes me as it in its ability to attempt to rationalize and justify wrong responses. And I'll give you an example. I actually alluded to it. When I was seemingly getting more time in the news of the day than I was in the word of God, I was getting irritated. I was getting frustrated. I was getting discouraged. I was getting angry at times. And the flesh wants to say, well, of course I'm getting angry. What's going on in my nation is so wrong. It would be ridiculous not to get angry. If you're not angry, you're not aware of what's going on. Well, righteous anger is a good thing. But righteous anger is against the devil and his minions, against powers and principalities and the injustice of what is going on. And in that righteous anger, we will go to war for everybody involved, including politicians and media people who are knowingly or unknowingly in league with Satan, because Jesus died on the cross for them as well. And we'll want to see them set free as opposed to punished. So, but the flesh will tell you, anger makes sense right now, but the word of God will tell you anger gives the foothold to the enemy. And I remember seeing that in the epistles of Paul and having that moment of, oh man. And I repented to the Lord. I said, Lord, I realize I've been getting angry about the news lately. And I am not, an anger against what the enemy is doing is one thing, but I'm actually angry and irritated at the situation more than I am at the enemy. And that gives a foothold to him. Anger is powerful, but it's power for the wrong team. Anger releases darkness. Anger makes a foothold for the devil. It doesn't push back against the devil, but your flesh will say, of course you're angry. You'd be insane not to be angry. But when you're in the word and all of a sudden you see anger gives a foothold to the enemy, immediately soul was separated from spirit. And I had to say, oh God, I need to repent. I've had anger in my heart towards this or that, and that's giving a foothold to the enemy. The good news is the blood of Jesus works. So we repent, we plead the blood of Jesus over it, and then all of a sudden, his mercies are new every day, and now we can start declaring light and love and life. We can start declaring truth, and we can start declaring kingdom justice and kingdom righteousness and see that established in our land. Now we can be part of the solution. But being in the Word of God is so important because it will bring us back into that place of right standing and faith. So being in the Word is probably, for me, I don't know that it's ever been more important that we recommit to regular times in the Word. Now, this is not a duty. This is not an obligation. This is not performance pressure. And like God was not mad at me that fell off some last year because I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, laying everything down to be there for my wife, my covenant partner in Christ, Yuri, to be there for in any way that I could. So as busy as I was near the end of last year, one of the things he told me was, try this. Try in the morning to at least read one scripture and just think about it throughout the day. And then before bed, read one more scripture. And I'm thinking, I don't care how busy we are, how hectic things are, I can read one scripture. And that really like sustained me. But then there came a point where he let me know it's important to get back into those devotional times, those extended devotional times, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So when we're in faith, now all of a sudden that shield of faith is strengthened. It's bulwarked. It's increased. Now, all of a sudden, when the enemy's trying to pummel us with all he's doing, we've got that shield of faith in front of us that last year and this year, I think my favorite word in the Bible, don't laugh at me, but I really mean this, it became the word but. And all the places God would highlight to me where it said, but the Lord said, or but the Lord did. And I thought, yeah, no matter what the enemy's doing, and the more it's highlighted to me what he's up to, and the more God blesses me to see it so I can be part of his solution and dealing with it, I start with, but the Lord. The Lord says this. The Lord's truth is this. But the Lord is victorious. The Lord is invincible in battle. And I would start so many prayer times or in my devotional times, end up praying as things were brought back to memory of what the enemy was up to in my nation or the nations I regularly pray for. And I would start with, but the Lord. So I think the shield of faith is so important. Because when we allow that to be built up, obviously we're being built up in our faith. That comes by reading the Word. It also comes through, if you've got prophetic words spoken over your life that you've recorded, I think this is a great time to get them back out. I've been doing this. God has highlighted, oh good, here comes Nathia. Okay. God reminded me of several key and strategic prophetic words that I had transcribed and written it out or printed out. And I got them back out and started praying back through them. Because while that's not scripture, it's still the Word of God to us, and praying into those and reminding myself of God's promises and agreeing with those and bringing the substance of my faith into agreement with that to see those things established. I think this is a great time for that. So I really want to encourage you with our topic this month of shield of faith, the ways to strengthen the shield of faith, increase the shield of faith, kind of buff up your shield of faith, or maybe it's taken a few hit or dings over the last couple of years, is be in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Be in the Word of God. It'll separate soul from spirit. So you're staying in that safe place, that protected place of faith. And then remember that our faith is active. And while the shield of faith we think of as a defensive thing, but also while we're building up our faith, according to James 2, faith without works is dead. Now, again, this is not a religious thing or a performance thing where we say faith without works. It means when you're in faith, you'll express it. And that often, especially in the context of James 2, is about good works, like caring for the poor, caring for the widows, you know, all the wonderful things, caring for the orphans, all the good works that we do when we're in faith, how we represent and represent our God, loving people, being kind, being merciful, being compassionate, being there for them, helping them, all of that. But I also think faith without works is dead, is talking about when we're in faith, we'll do the things like we will pray for righteousness to be established in the land as opposed to discouraged by all the unrighteousness and just throw up our hands and say, to heck with it. We'll actually start doing the things that we're equipped and empowered to do when we are in faith. So Shield of Faith to me this month, as Patricia and I did the audios for it, and as I did some personal study on it, it was a re-encouragement, because as I say, everything I'm sharing with you guys this morning, everything I looked into reminded me that the Shield of Faith is not only, and it is, a defensive thing that extinguishes the fiery darts of the enemy. But as we build up that shield of faith, and I started to think of it not just as a shield, but kind of a bubble, kind of a fortress, a bulwark, a safe place, as it were, a power place, as it were, then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, and when we're in faith, now all of a sudden we're not getting discouraged, frustrated, afraid, weary, despairing. We're realizing, God, thank you that you're letting me see this. And now give me the scripture to declare against it in faith. So I hope that's helpful. I hope that's an encouragement. And then what I want to do for the rest of the time we have together this morning, I've got another live stream, so I'm probably going to have to wrap us up right around 10. So I didn't want to share and speak as long as I usually do, because I want to have a chance to hear from you guys and pray with you guys. So if you want to share anything, if you have a question, if you have a prayer request, if you want to add to what I shared and share some revelation for everybody, either unmute yourself or raise your hand and I'll try to unmute you, or we'll just go one at a time. There's only a handful of us this month, so it'll be easy to get to everybody. Yeah, Laura, you go ahead and start. Unmute yourself and let's hear from you.
Hi. Yeah, I was going to ask, would you pray for me, Robert, that I grow in faith? That's an area I really wanted to really learn to stand, to that I can trust God. If you would pray for me, and I'm sure.
Absolutely. You know, I don't pretend to understand all of how this works, but I do believe, and I mentioned Andrew Womack, he teaches brilliantly on it, so I'm not even going to try to do it as well as he does it. But I believe when we are saved, we receive a substance of faith, and I believe that is the faith of God. Then I also know there is the spirit of faith that some people operate in, and that's actually something we've been blessed with in our ministry. The very first big conference, it was the second conference I ever went to, but a big conference as a quite young believer, it was in my first, I think it was in my first 6 months of being a Christian. There's a gentleman, he's gone home to heaven, but there was a gentleman named James Maloney, who at the time I hadn't heard of, but he's an incredible champion of the faith. And he operates in a spirit of faith. And he took the time to lay hands on and impart to every single person that came forward. And this conference must have had 1,200 people in it. And I would say easily at least half, if not up to 1,000 people came forward. But I remember as a young believer being new to all this, he laid hands on me and I shot back about 20 feet. I felt like I'd been kicked by a mule, but in a good way. And ever since then, in addition to however it works when we get saved and we receive that measure of faith that scripture tells us every believer receives when they say yes to Jesus Christ, I believe he imparted to me and then to our ministry through me the spirit of faith. And that's what I'm going to pray for you, Laura. And as you know, when somebody releases something to you that they've worked with God to establish and to see grow over time, just like in the natural, if an apple falls off a tree, ultimately what is being imparted is seed, right? Fruit is imparted in seed form because in the apple, there's lots of seeds, right? So if an apple falls off the tree, the apple lays on the ground and rots. And then, and the reason it rots is it kind of, that fermentation or whatever it is, that rotting germinates the seed. And so it can go into the soil, and then in the soil, it grows into another tree, which then produces more fruit. But the fruit is imparted as seed that then you steward. So what I want to pray for you right now, Laura, and for everybody here watching or who will watch later, is in this season when faith is our shield, faith is our safe place, faith is our fortress, and faith is what we operate in kingdom authority from, Laura, I release to you right now the faith this ministry operates in. I release to you the substance of faith that I carry, the substance of faith that Patricia King Ministries carries. You have partnered with the ministry. You are part of our ministry team and family. everything that is available to us in Christ is available to you in Christ. You are covered by us. You are blessed by us. And we declare that we freely give what we have freely received, that substance of faith we release to you right now, Laura, in the name of Jesus Christ, to the glory of Jesus Christ. May you receive this substance of faith, this spirit of faith, and may it come into you as seed, watered and nourished and nutritioned, and may it grow and grow and grow and grow. And I declare a great grace over you, Laura, to steward this seed in the good soil of your mind, your will, your emotions, your body, and most of all, your born-again spirit, to water it, to nurture it, and to see it grow into mighty, mighty faith in Jesus's mighty name. And I declare, because in Christ you have the faith of God, and that you have received this substance of faith, this spirit of faith, that you have the faith that you need and the grace that you need in Christ to see it grow, to be your shield, to be your foundation, to be your fortress, and to be the headquarters that you operate from in faith, with faith, and by faith, to be used powerfully by God in every realm that you're called to and every realm that you're operating in Jesus's name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive that.
See, you're already operating in it. Ultimately, we feel things, we don't feel things. It's all a blessing, because ultimately it comes down to receiving by faith. We receive our salvation by faith, whether we had an open-eyed visitation of the Lord who revealed himself to us, or we were led in the sinner's prayer by somebody. We're receiving by faith. We come into the kingdom by faith. We receive everything in the kingdom by faith. We activate everything by the kingdom in faith. And so, Laura, you just declared over yourself by saying, I receive this. You did that in faith. You're agreeing with what you just received. And we declare in Jesus's name, you will see manifestations of it to his glory. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else? Who's next? Yes. Marlene, go ahead and unmute yourself.
There. I'm from Fernie, British Columbia. And I was very encouraged knowing that I'm a partner with this ministry. But I was very, because I'm very diligent listening to Andrew Womack. Oh. And it's just like, I'm listening to him right now, listening to you. Because he's been speaking on faith amazingly. So obviously God really wants to do a work in me through that. And it's on my heart to preach the next sermon I preach at church is our authority in Christ and faith being the essence of it. So I'm wondering, I see it says recording. So can we get a copy of this?
Yes, Shelly will send out, when we're done, sometime today usually, Shelly, our wonderful webmaster and who does so much behind the scenes, she's one of the real heroes in the ministry. She will get the file that's downloaded. She'll clip off the beginning because I always sign on a little bit early. So it's just me, you know, getting everything set up, praying in tongues. She clips all that off. And then even maybe the little visiting at the very beginning. But once we officially start, she'll make from then to when we end, and then she'll send out in an email, it'll say something like, did you miss today's meeting or partner connect or whatever it is, but be on the lookout for your email inbox. There will be something, it'll be from Shelly, but it'll probably look like it's from Patricia King Ministries, because it is, because she's such a key part of our ministry, but it'll have a link where you can go and wherever she stores this online, and you can rewatch it and maybe even download it. I don't know, but yes, you'll be able to see it again.
Good, good, good. This is all going to be part of my message to the church.
Great. Right on. Well, just so you know, I think I talked about Romans 10:17 and James 2 and then Hebrews 4, and that one just kind of popped up. Is it 4:12, 4:22? It's Hebrews 4 where it says the sword of the Spirit, which we know is the word of God. The sword of the Spirit separates soul from spirit, or the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It separates soul from spirit.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So that's wonderful. And just so you know, I love Fernie, BC. I actually got saved outside a cabin in the woods in the foothills of Big Fork, Montana, when a God showed up and declared his love to me. But I used to go up to Fernie all the time. I was closer to Fernie than I was to Missoula. So I would buy a Canadian fishing license every year, and I would come up and fish the Elk River. I loved it. And is it Mocha Joe's or something like that, that was in downtown Fernie, where I'd start every morning, have a cup of coffee, read the newspaper, and then go out in the river for the whole day.
I'm not sure.
It was called Mocha's, or I think it was Mocha's or something like that. It's probably not there anymore. This is 20 years ago.
No, I think so. Marlon. I think it's gone.
Yeah. But I love Fernie. It was just a little town when I was there, but so was Big Fork. It's probably grown like crazy.
It is. It's huge now. I've been here for 40 years.
They had built when they built the golf course, it started to change. But I used to go up one of the construction roads that they were using to build the golf course. And you go up over this one little hill and then come down. And it was one of my favorite spots to fish. And then by the big bridge, I'd go about a quarter mile. I'd hike about a quarter mile up from the bridge. And I was there the entire day right on the bend of the river. And my arm got sore. I caught so many cutbows. And I love Fernie. I love the Elk River. I miss it. I dream of it sometimes.
I don't live very far from the golf course.
Okay. All right. Well, it's great to connect with you. I'm so glad you were with us. And let's pray for your message. Lord, we thank you for Marlene. We thank you that you have put the word of God inside of her, and it is active and alive. We thank you that it burns as a fire in her bones. And Lord, we're asking even now, may that fire increase. May the authority, may the power that she declares your word with increase. And we declare, Lord, as she preaches on faith, that the substance of faith will be released. She is a woman of faith, God.
Yeah.
And faith is not only believing, but according to Hebrews 11:1, there is a substance to our faith. And we speak to that substance of faith that Marlene carries, that she has stewarded so well for so many years. And we command increase to that substance of faith. And Lord, may it echo out of her. May it radiate out of her. And Lord, not only for believers to all of a sudden have a greater grace and a greater substance of faith, to believe more, to access more. But Lord, that even unbelievers would be impacted by this echoing of the substance of faith, and they come into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you that you are making her an activator of the body of Christ in faith. Lord, that she is someone who she preaches on faith, declares on faith, that it will get the pew-perching Christians who are loved. And we're so grateful they're in church, and we're so grateful they're sitting on those pews, and we're not condemning them or judging them. But we thank you, Lord, that the substance of faith that she carries will ignite them to begin to move in their faith, to activate their faith, and to move in the realms of power available to us in Christ Jesus 100% through faith. So continue to bless her, continue to use her, multiply and increase the substance of faith that she operates in, and may your fire fall on this message of faith that burns in her bones, and may it shoot out of her and ignite every single person who hears it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, I got that. I received that. The presence of the Lord is just all over me.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh.
Well, Marlene, I want to ask you, while you're being ignited like this, what one scripture have you been meditating on? Release it to us in faith right now. Or what's one that comes to mind? That's how I should put it. I'm sure there's many, but what's one that you've really been meditating on?
I think just really the one you just shared from Hebrews 4. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Isn't that amazing? Sharper than any two-edged sword. Do you know how sharp a sword is? Well, this is sharper to the piercing of soul and spirit and joints and marrow and discerning of the thoughts and what is that? The thoughts and motives of the heart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just amazing the power of the word, the power of the word. We just can't underestimate it, because the word of God is sure and steadfast and mighty to save us and mighty to tearing down strongholds and bringing every thought and motive in submission to the authority of Christ.
Amen. You know, even in you declaring that, something just exploded in me of that idea of mighty to save us and the tearing down of strongholds. So if we're saved, we need to believe that the word of God is strong enough to tear down any stronghold in our bloodline, our nation, our world, and our salvation. If we can confess Jesus is Lord and Savior, that's proof of the power. Just as it can save, and we know it because we are saved, we need to understand that we can have just as much faith that that word will tear down powers and principalities in our bloodline and our nation. Oh, Marlene, thank you.
Oh, I know, fire. You know what? My husband was a radical Jehovah's Witness, and it was the power of the word that saved him. So brought him out. And I mean, he was entangled in that doctrine, and he was set free. And he's gone to be with the Lord, but he went totally surrendered and yielded to God.
Amen.
That's the power of the word.
Woo!
I'm not supposed to be preaching, you're the preacher.
No, this is awesome. Thank you so much. And hey, do you know when you're going to be sharing at your church on this message on faith? Is it this coming Sunday? Is it this month? Is it next month?
Well, I'm going to check with the pastor on this first.
Okay.
And I could leave a message with Shelley.
Sure. And then whenever, just also, yeah, or, you know, you could post in one of the online communities so people could listen. But I also want to encourage you to whatever the partner call is after that, come on the Zoom with us and let us know how it went.
Oh, you mean on the next session like this?
Yeah, whenever the next one is after you've shared the message, we'd love to hear a report of how it went.
Oh, okay. All right. Next time you do this, your next mentoring call.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or okay. Whatever the next one is after you, if we have one before you do it, whatever the one is after you do it, because we'd love to hear the good report.
Gotcha. Great.
Thank you, Marlene. How about anybody else? We've got about a little less than 20 minutes left. Who else?
I was looking for this, but I missed 20 minutes. Then I realized, then I just logged in real quick. So I was praying with all these six things, the shield of faith and the righteousness, the sword of the spirit and the helmet of salvation, and decreeing every day. But I really wanted to know. I do have faith, and I have received healing, contending for healing for myself and for my husband now. But so I will watch the replay for sure. But can you please? I have achieved a lot of healing in my body by decreeing the word of God and the Hebrew 4:12. That is again confirming for me today, because my birthday is like April 12th. So I really take this word for me. So can you pray like just now you said like faith is a gift or something. My request is similar kind of Laura asked.
For sure I can. And am I pronouncing your name correct? Is it
Niti? You can call me Niti.
Niti.
Yeah.
Niti. Okay. And Niti, and then you said you've already received a lot of healing. Where do you still need healing in your body? I want to pray for that as well.
I have to increase my food intake because now I'm eating like whatever body necessary, but a little more rice, like the normal food. Little more rice and bread, and for my husband the respiratory and this thing and the lungs,
throat?
Yeah, because okay. He says it's allergy throughout the year.
Okay,
so that kind of
okay. Lord, we thank you for our sister Niti. We thank you for her as part of our team and part of our family. And Lord, we thank you that she is under the covering and blessing of this ministry, which is under the covering and blessing of you, King Jesus. So Lord, right now we access by faith all of your blessings, all the spiritual blessings available to us in Christ Jesus, everything pertaining to life and godliness. And we come into agreement for greater and greater manifestations of it in Niti right now in Jesus's name. We thank you for the substance of faith, the spirit of faith that we operate in, and everything that we have, that we freely have received from you as a ministry, as a team, as a family, we release to Niti in greater and greater manifestations right now. Now in Jesus' name, substance of faith be increased, spirit of faith envelop her, cocoon her, and bring forth even greater manifestations of all that she's been blessed with and received in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. And right now we speak to her body. We thank you that as we operate in a spirit of faith, healing will manifest now in Jesus' name. We speak to her gut and her gut health right now, and we command healing into the gut, healing into the gut health. We command any negative bacteria, any viruses, anything that's in the gut that shouldn't be there, any excess of yeast that has grown in the gut, we curse it, we call the fire of God down upon it, and we command it to be harmlessly removed from her body now in Jesus's name. And we bless the gut with positive bacteria and probiotics, just as you designed it, God. We command her gut health, her entire gut system, to be healed, to be increased in positive God-ordained productivity and its ability to absorb nutrients from the food. And we speak to the body and we say, be nourished, be nurtured in the love of God, the truth of God, the healing power of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we command healing and strength into her gut system, in the immune system that's in the gut to push back and fight back against anything, including allergic attacks. We declare her husband is receiving the same thing. We're praying because they are one spirit in Christ in their marriage. So we speak healing to him as well, healing to her in Jesus' name. Anything that's out of order or out of alignment, we command it into kingdom order, kingdom alignment, line up right now with the truth of how God designed you, Niti, in Jesus's mighty name. Gut be healed, gut health be blessed, body absorb nutritions of the foods that are brought in, and absorb and be nourished and nutritioned by the love of God in Jesus's mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Now, Niti, tell us what you're feeling, what you're experiencing.
I feel the spirit of God on me. Like,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the good work that you've begun. Thank you, Lord. Complete healing, complete restoration. And Father, we declare right now from the truth of your word that the very same spirit, the gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful, glorious, Holy Spirit of our living God, that very same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, Lord, you dwell within Niti. And in Jesus's mighty name, we thank you that even as you raise Christ up out of the grave, Jesus up out of the grave, you are lifting Niti, you are lifting her husband up and out of the symptoms that they've suffered. You are lifting them up and out of any attack of sickness or disease, any attack of negative bacteria or viruses. You lift them up and out of them completely. We call them defeated to the glory of Jesus Christ, and that you are lifting them out of those things and lifting them up into abundant health, Zoe God life in Christ Jesus, their portion in Christ. Anywhere the enemy has come to steal, kill, devour, and destroy strength, vigor, vitality, health, nutrition, we declare those plans and purposes are canceled right now in Jesus's name. And their portion in you, Jesus, is abundant life. Life in abundance, health in abundance, vigor in abundance, immune systems operating in abundance, nutrition in their bodies in God-ordained abundance unto life and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise Jesus.
Niti, do you have something going on in one of your ears? I keep seeing like a finger in an ear. Or is there someone in your family who has something going on?
I have a ear ringing in my left ear.
That's what it is. All right, God must, God reveals because he wants to heal. Lord, thank you that you showed us. And right now we come into agreement that with his ear will be healed according to the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we say tinnitus be canceled, ringing in the ear be canceled. Any curses, hexes, jinxes, or spells, anything in the spirit that is attached to this thing, we cancel it right now. We command all witchcraft and curses to fall to the ground, harmless and ineffective. All murmuring and chattering of demons, powers, principalities, witches, sorcerers, whatever it is, we declare it's canceled right now by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we apply that blood to Niki's ear, and we speak healing and restoration into that ear in Jesus's mighty name. Anything of the enemy that has tried to distract her or frustrate her or keep her from clearly hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd, we declare right now that's all canceled. And we honor the prophetic gift that she walks in. We honor that she hears the voice of her Good Shepherd. And we declare now an increase of ease and grace to clearly hear from you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Needy, what I see is almost like a gob of wax, not in the natural, but in the spirit. So in Jesus's name, we pluck that out right now, right now in Jesus's name. And then any inflammation, any swelling in the natural or the spirit, or any like inflammation that has to go right now as well in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Lord, for restored hearing. We thank you for restored spiritual hearing, all to your glory, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, bless you, Needy. God bless you. God bless you. I also feel like there's something that's going on to where you often feel, and I know that was a manifestation in your ear, but I'm just going to go with what I'm sensing from the Lord, that also many times you feel like you are not heard. Like there's wisdom that you have or words that you share and you feel like they don't land or people don't hear them. So we cancel that off right now in Jesus' name. We break that off and cancel it right now in Jesus' name. And we declare a new level of favor, a new level of recognition of God's wisdom in you, God's wisdom through you, a new level of favor, a new level of recognition of the gifts, the talents, the worth and value that you walk into the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Needy, where do you and your husband and your family live? Oh, wait just one sec, Patricia, and then we'll go to you. I just quickly want to find out, where are you located, Needy?
We are in California, Sacramento.
Okay.
I have once come for the web church meeting. Yeah. Me and my family live in Sacramento, California.
Okay. Patricia, what were you getting?
I just feel I keep seeing this sunflower while you were praying for Niti, and I couldn't fit it in. And when you started praying about hearing, I feel that the Lord sees you as a sunflower, and you and your husband are full of seeds. And if you just rest in the Lord, you are going to sow so many seeds for the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Great word. Great word.
Amen.
Bless you so much. Thank you. You have something too, Marlene?
I just want to say, when you prayed for her hearing, my hearing was limited in my right ear. And I also got hearing renewed in my right ear.
Praise God. Oh, Lord, truly, you are the God of more than enough. You are the God of abundance. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that I can hear through my right ear now.
Woo. Praise you, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you that you are the Lord who heals yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hey, we've got about 5 minutes left. One more. Angela or Patricia, anything? Angela, how are you?
Hi, I'm feeling quite weary. I'm full of, working with people that have mental health problems and learning disability, and I would appreciate some prayer.
Absolutely.
I have a heart for the nation and compassion, and like it's knowing when to wisdom when to do it as well. It's hard sometimes when you live by yourself. Mm-hmm. But I know that God is with me. And he's, you know, I just want to be able to rest in him a bit more tonight. I haven't really slept, I suppose that doesn't help. No. Recently. No.
No, that is its own challenge.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
First of all, we're gonna pray for you, Angela. We're all gonna pray for you. Yeah. And then we'll do the same thing. Anybody who gets a word of encouragement or a specific thing to target in prayer, I'll pray, and then you guys jump in with anything you're getting as well. But Angela, I also want to encourage you, when you have the chance, to either listen to the podcast version of Heroes Arise for any who are weary, or go to my YouTube channel. I think it'll be a blessing, even in realizing you're far from alone. Because one of the worst things about being weary is sometimes we feel like we're failing because we're weary. You know, it's like everybody else is doing great, I'm weary. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. There are many out there who are weary. And the reason you're weary is not because the devil's beating you up. It's because you're beating him up. And sometimes we forget that. We're weary because we're in the battle. And being in the battle is the victory. So the first thing I want to do, Angela, I'm going to pray for you, but I want to honor you. I want to honor you as a champion. I want to honor you as a warrior. I want to honor you as someone who believes in the victory of Jesus Christ and is living in it. And the reason that you're weary is because you've been accomplishing so much for the kingdom. It usually doesn't look and feel that way when we're weary, but the very fact that you still believe Jesus Christ is Lord in all that you've been through, you are standing strong in a day of evil. And in standing strong and continuing to believe in Jesus as Lord, Jesus as King, Jesus as Victor, Jesus as Healer, provide the very fact that you're turning to him for prayer through us, your family, your Patricia King Ministries family, is declaring the faith that you have. You haven't turned from him, you've turned to him. And that is the victory you continue to stand on. And so I honor you as a champion. And I remind you that the faith that you are living from and operating in is doing great damage to the kingdom of darkness. You have not been sidelined. You have not been taken out. You have not failed. You are a champion. You are a warrior, and you are releasing the kingdom of God through your faith into your life, into your region. And the enemy is trying to convince you that you haven't because of how strongly you have. So we honor you, Angela, as one of God's mighty ones. We honor you as a Gideon. We honor you as a valiant warrior. And we declare from this moment forward, you shall go forth in this your strength, knowing your God is with you. You even declared that in the midst of all you're going through, you know your God is with you. And we declare that is your strength, just like Gideon. And we break the enemy's lure to focus on the areas you feel you're falling short. And we, as your brothers and sisters, your Patricia King Ministries family in Christ, we lift you up and declare that we see you as a mighty, valiant warrior, a champion of God. And we honor you for that. Now, Lord, I thank you that you come upon her. You declare, let those who are weak declare that the I am is strong. So Lord, we declare that you are strong in Angela. You are strong around Angela. You are strong with Angela. And your promise is, as she waits upon you, she will be strengthened. So we thank you, Lord, that you're even releasing angels now. And what I see, Angela, is angels coming to you on each side, just like Aaron and Hur held up the arms of Moses. I see angels being released to you afresh right now to hold up your arms in the spirit. And Lord, we break off this assignment of weariness. We break off this assignment of insomnia. We break off this, and I see the enemy like wearing you out with not just weary, but with worry and anxiety. And we break those chattering voices off. We command them to be silenced right now in Jesus's name. And we declare the night season will be a time of you being so tucked into Jesus that you will rest and you will sleep. Lord, you declare that you give your beloved rest. And Angela is your beloved. So we declare a season of rest and restoration. a season of deep sleep and strengthening in Jesus' name. And we declare where there have been dreams of torment to where she even felt like when she wasn't asleep, she wasn't resting. We break those off right now in Jesus' name. And we declare deep sleep under rest, restoration, and strengthening in body and in soul. Lord, I ask you to send her food in the natural and food in the spirit to meet her where she is and strengthen her in the natural and in the spirit, even as you did for Elijah when he went out to the brook weary and alone. And we declare that you will meet her exactly where she is, and you will strengthen her, and you will entwine yourself with her, and you will lift her up from this place, strengthening body and soul to the glory of your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Now, did any of you getting something for her that you want to declare over her or pray over her? It's 10 o'clock, but I want to take a few more minutes. Yeah, go ahead, Patricia. I want us to minister to Angela as much as we can.
I just felt I saw a picture of you, Angela, was it Angela? With her work, I feel you carry a lot of the people you're ministering to, because you feel perhaps you've let them down, or you haven't understood them, or you could have done better for them. But I feel the Lord is saying, give everyone you're ministering to me, because in heaven I have their name, their life has been predestined, and I have a destiny for them, and you're to give them to them and release your burden so that you can go home and be at peace that they are in the hands of the Lord, and you're to give them to God and not to carry them yourself. I don't know whether that helps. Does that make sense? So if you give everyone by name to God and give them to him, and then you can go home and do what God has called you to do, because he's got a special purpose for them. They're in his hands.
Amen. So good. Lori, did you have something?
Yeah. So the Lord wanted me to remind you, Angela, that his peace has not left you. He said, my peace I give to you, peace I leave with you. So he has left his peace with you. He has given his peace to you. And this really goes along with what Patricia was saying. As you release those things that are keeping you from accessing that peace, then you will find that it's there. He hasn't left. And he is with you. Bless you.
And Angela, as you know, that peace passes all understanding.
That's right.
Lord, we declare that when the mind tries to get stirred up and tries to understand and figure things out and gets in a swirl, we declare your peace is greater, that it surpasses that. And instead of getting caught up in a trap of swirling thoughts, your peace will manifest, because as Laura declared, it's there. You've left it with her. You've given it to her. And greater is your peace than any need to understand, sort things out, and definitely than the torment of the enemy, in Jesus's name. Mm-hmm. Marlene, Neethi, anything you want to share before we sign off here?
You know, the Lord would just show you not to concentrate on your weakness, but on his strength. Because when you are weak, you are strong. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. That's 1 Corinthians 11. And, you know, when I've gone through times of feeling weak, I find I search the scriptures for the scriptures on strength, and I meditate on them, and I read, especially from Psalms, and it says, you are a shield about me. It says, you are a shield about me, Lord, my strength and my shield. My trust is in you, and you are my salvation. I will trust, not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. My strength, my song, and my salvation. So I encourage you to search the scriptures on strength and dwell on them, and God will quicken to you with the right one for you, and it'll be a rhema word for you.
Amen. Thank you, Marlene. So good. Neethi, anything you have?
Yeah, I just have only one rhema word. God is giving the Luke 5, 38, so new wine skin. That is new strength for you, Angela. God bless Amen. You.
Amen. Thank you all so much. I love this part of it when we pray with each other and minister to each other. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us this month. And even more, thank you so much for partnering with us. Thank you for being part of our team, our family, your faithful prayers, your faithful giving. We don't take that lightly. And I mentioned earlier on that this is one of the things we like to do every month, whether it's a smaller group like this or some months when we have a lot more, as a way of connecting with you heart to heart, voice to voice, eye to eye, to let you know how much you mean to us. But if you have any other ideas of things we can do for our partners that is a blessing, please let us know, because we love ideas. We may be able to institute them, we may not, but we love hearing from you and we consider every single idea that gets thrown out. So thanks for being with me this month. I'm already looking forward to next month. I love this time. Oh yeah, I love it. I look forward to it every single month. I usually like to spend more time, but I've got to jump off. I'm doing a recording another web stream here with somebody soon. But I got to declare this over us all. You hear it every single time we connect, but we mean it every time. God loves you with an everlasting love. Yeah. He really, yes. really does. Yes. God bless you. Thank all. You. See
bless
you soon.
You. Bless you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.